The Batlogg Monument. The Batlogg Monument is across the street from the Café Alpina. Johann Joseph Batlogg was born in 1751 in the Montafon, and later became mayor, judge, and a defender of the country. The warlike altercations brought on by the French Revolution were also felt in Vorarlberg in the year 1794, and in 1799, Batlogg successfully defended Vorarlberg and the Montafon against the French that came here by way of Switzerland. The monument, which was created by Jakob Bertle, the artist, was erected here in the winter of 1907. Today there is still the Batloggstrasse and Batlogg Hall, now called the Kulturbühne, or Culture Stage, which were named after the freedom fighter. From here, the famous Litz Promenade, with its lime tree avenue, takes you to Chagoons. The Maclow House, with the pink Art Nouveau facade, belongs to the Maclow family. The person that built it was the last mine owner in the Montafon, and a very rich man. The pedestrian zone starts behind the house, with the only Raiša Romanian city center in the Montafon. Above, on the left side of the Litz River, you can see the old Loden factory. The owners took part in the World Exhibition in Paris. In 1906 and 1907, Heinrich Meyer, the owner of the Loden factory, added a modern steam bath and shower in the basement, which was designed by Hans Kornberger, a well-known Vorarlberger Art Nouveau architect. In the 3 years that it existed, it was mostly guests that used it rather than the local inhabitants, who saw it as a place that would hatch vices. In 1910, part of the building was destroyed together with a bakery and a mill by a flood, which was one of the reasons that the Litz Dam was built in 1912. The bathhouse remained standing, but it was so badly damaged that it had to be closed down temporarily, and then permanently when the guests stopped coming at the beginning of the First World War. On your left, you can see the Hotel Krone, owned by the Meyer family. They have always been a progressive family and ran the very first power plant here, which supplied the village with electricity up until a few years ago. In the hotel itself, you can see beautiful wooden lounges made by David Bichnau of Silvertal, who was also at the World Exhibition in the 19th century. You can also see some of his works in the Royal Palace of Herrenchiemsee in Bavaria.